There is a universal code to chilling, to lightheartedness. When I was a younger man, in my teens, in my early 20s, I used to record what I called discussion tapes. And I had lots of them. Of course, in moves and so on, they all disappeared. But I still do that kind of stuff. And my reaction to things that I saw in life that were either strange to me or different or that needed talking about was to record my thoughts on cassette or write articles. And today I do YouTube videos, I do live streams, I read a lot about quantum physics and the nature of reality. Back then, let's say when I was in my teens and early 20s, I used to say, take things seriously. There's still a great portion of seriousness to me, but I have a great portion of lightheartedness. I'm an Elvis imitator. I do lots of swing music. I sing rock and roll. I'm a great lover in happiness. And I believe that also sex is a wonderful road toward happiness. And we all need tenderness. Sex is a prolonged embrace. And it's also what creates our children. And we need to love it because otherwise our species would not survive. So saying it's a sin is like saying that breathing is a sin. We have to like it because otherwise we wouldn't be where we are. An animal will not ever ask, is it a sin to mate? Because they do. And you won't have to ask if animals have souls, because we know that they follow the vibrations much more than we do. They sense a person much more than we do. They follow their hearts much more than we do. And elephants, they gather in a circle before they go to the water, and they also communicate over long distances, just like whales do. And a dog knows 10 minutes before his master is coming home. So I think animals have a greater capability of following their hearts than we do. We have become mind and brain geared in our society, and that's also part of chilling, the universal code to chilling. Lightheartedness. Yes, take things seriously, but it depends on what you take seriously. Do you take society seriously? Okay, you take your position in society seriously, you take your job in society seriously, but don't necessarily take society as a construct seriously, because reality is an illusion anyway, and we can prove that reality is an illusion. 99.9% of everything is empty space, and 0.00001% of everything is vibrating matter. So all the matter that we know vibrates, and it's only vibration. Matter is only vibration. It only vibrates. And feelings, your feeling draws similar feelings to you. And you'll notice that in anything that you do, in everything that you do, that similar feelings draw similar feelings to each other. It's the nature of everything. You know that when you talk about someone or think about someone, that person will inevitably call. You talk about a song and that song will come. You have synchronicities in your life all the time, whether you know it or not. Time, there's no such thing as a cosmic time. So reality is an illusion. We think we know that reality is an illusion. We think we know that reality is real, but it's actually an illusion. The feelings we have, we draw those feelings, similar feelings to us. So, and society as such is a construct. It's constructed. Governments are constructed. Everything we see is constructed. The infrastructure of society is constructed. Well, of course, we have to live in it because we do live in it. But it's still a construct. And we know that the nature of reality is completely different. The nature of reality is spiritual because everything is spiritual. We make a decision based on a spiritual basis. We choose our raisin bran in the morning or what we eat for breakfast on account of spiritual feelings. We follow our gut. Even the most incredibly boring tax man will, the most gray person will base his decisions on a gut feeling. Whatever he says he based this on intellectual, but he bases his decisions on his gut, not on his brain. And when he says, I am who I am, he doesn't point to his head, he points to his chest, where the heart chakra is. And the chakras, they are connected to the spinal cord, the spinal tap, the nervous system. And society is a rat's maze. People are running around in society thinking that everything is in society and the answers are in society. Now, people in society will tell you, they will always tell you that they have the answers. The doctors out there will tell you that they have the answer. The tax collectors will say that they have the answer. The priests out there will say that they have the answers. The religions will say that they have the answers. Everybody in society wants to make money, and everybody in society wants to get their voice heard. And the most difficult thing of all is that the religions have convinced people that they are monopolizing on God, and nothing can monopolize God. God was there before religions. He was there way before religions. He was there before the Big Bang. I mean, they're finding out in the universe, they're finding out that there are galactic star clusters that are way older than the Big Bang. And God was there before religions. I mean, God cannot be religions. And we have different ways to describe God, and that's why there are different religions. I'm a great believer in the resurrection of Christ, but I'm also a believer in the enlightenment of Buddha. And all the different religions have said the same thing: inner faith. And the Qi philosophy of the Chinese is the closest thing to what quantum physics has been saying for years. We come from Qi, we go to Qi. And Qi is the life force that we practice when we do Tai Chi or Qigong. And we notice that this life force really increases when we do Tai Chi, the long flowing movements. So take this to heart, knowing that. Do take your energy seriously, and take the fact that there is an underlying current under the world that is the life force of life, of Qi, of the life that you are. You were never born, you will never die, you exist, you are a part of God, and God is not outside of you, God is inside of you. Don't believe anyone who says that you have to pay any money to find God. All the websites in all of the world will tell you that there's a quick fix to find God, or a quick fix to make loads of money. They will tell you that they will find your archangel for you. They will send you mails saying, why haven't you responded to my inquiry? I can tell you who your guardian angel is. I'll tell you your lucky numbers. I will introduce you to God. They're lying. You have God in you, and you have luck in you. You've always had luck and love and the answers in you. That is the point of life. You have everything you need in you. You don't even need religions. Religions can help you find God. You can go into the temples. You can go into the churches. You can go into the mosques. You can go into all those places. But God is in the inner faith. And you're not just one body. You are an energy. And thank God quantum physics has told us that everything is spirituality. And that's actually the consensus and the inner faith of everything. That everything is spiritual. And when I say that everything is energy, I'm not saying superficial, I'm saying spiritual. We come from one source. Electrons, they entangle, they connect over long distances. And once the friendship electrons, and I call them friendship electrons, the connecting of electrons, of subatomic particles, once people's energies connect, they're connected forever, and their subatomic particles do a simultaneous dance over long, 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 long distances. Society is a maze where rats are running around and they don't even know that they're in a maze. They believe that the answers to all their problems is in this society, in this construct that somebody's created. We have to live in society, but not with society. We know that we're from somewhere else. There is so much proof of reincarnation. There is so much proof. Eternity did not begin now, because time does not exist. Anyway, there's only the here and now, but eternity is different. The real spiritual world is timeless. Put on a nice piece of music. Drink a glass of wine. Take your energy, your spiritual energy, seriously. Don't take society that seriously. Because you know you come from somewhere else. You're a guest here in this world. You've lived before and you will live again. Make the best of life. Enjoy life. Read a good book. Embrace your loved ones. Make love to your partner. Embrace your children. Be good to other people. And realize that you're a guest here. You're a visitor on a workshop. And the seminar is called Earth. And it's very much like the simulation hypothesis. It's like a computer game. But I don't believe we're in a computer game. I believe that we're here on a workshop. And that God is in you. He's not outside of you. He's not that bearded guy on a cloud. Be in the here and now and enjoy as much as you can. And remember the lightheartedness. There's this wonderful Buddhist story. A student comes to a master, to a guru, and says, "How can I be happy? I want to be happy. There's so much in life that's difficult. How can I be happy?" And then the master says, "Well, be happy. When you're sitting, sit. When you're walking, walk. When you're standing, stand." And the student says, "That doesn't answer my question." "No, it should answer your question. When you sit, sit. When you stand, stand. When you walk, walk." And the student says, "I still don't understand. Because you're not in the here and now. When you're sitting, you're standing. When you're standing, you're walking. When you're walking, you're already there. You're never where you are. You're never ever in the here and now. And the reasons you give yourself not to be happy, always to say, 'But I can't, but I shouldn't, but he says, but she says,' that word, but weighs 1,000 sorrows. Don't give yourself a reason not to be happy, because you decide if you're happy. No circumstance is ever perfect. Perfection is an illusion. Perfection is the ultimate illusion. There is no such thing as perfection. To be as good as you can be, as truthful as you can be, and fill things with love, as much love as you can. And that is the art of chilling, the universal code to chilling, which means taking it easy, being a little lighthearted, just enjoying life. Even in this crazy time of the so-called pandemic, so many wonderful things are happening because people are returning to themselves. They're trying to make connections where connections haven't been made. They're walking out in nature more. They're connecting with old friends, watching good movies, trying to understand one another, giving nature a break, driving less in cars, trying to fix things that went wrong, finding out about reincarnations, solving problems, listening to good music. You are much more than you ever can believe. And that energy of who you are, that unique energy, is connected to your eternal being, the eternal everything. Reality is an illusion. Reality doesn't exist. You are the answer to all your problems. Go and embrace your loved ones. Put on a good piece of music. Drink a glass of wine. Read a good book. Write a good list of things that you love. Start a book where you write your favorite stuff in life. The universe wants you to chill your base.